Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Hello, boys and girls. I'm glad that you are back here with me today, that we get to study more from God's Word, the Bible. Let's pray before we get started. Lord, come into our hearts. Help us to choose you each and every day. Give us understanding as we read and study from your Word. Amen. Jesus had answered the important question that the rich young ruler had asked. Do you remember what it was? He asked the question, "What must I do to be saved?" Jesus told him, "Follow the commandments." And he said, "Well, I've done that. What else must I do?" And Jesus said, do you remember? It's our memory verse. "Give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Come, follow me." Well, now the ruler had to choose. Everyone who heard his question and Jesus' reply must have been watching and wondering what he would do. Jesus longed for him to be in his kingdom. As long as this young man held on to his riches more than giving them up and following Jesus, he was not in God's kingdom. And if we're not in God's kingdom, whose kingdom are we automatically in? Satan's. There are only two choices in life: following Jesus, and if we don't follow him, we are choosing Satan's kingdom. Well, which one did he choose? We're going to read about it in Matthew chapter 19, verse 22. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew chapter 19 is more than halfway through the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 19, a big number 19, or it might just say chapter 19 in your Bible. Chapter 19, verse 22. Those are the little numbers. If you need more time, pause the recording and then press play again. Here's what it says.
"But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions."
The young ruler had chosen riches as his God, and he didn't change his mind. Do you think that that made the ruler happy? Or did it make him sad? What did that Bible verse say that we just read? He went away how? Sorrowful. That means sad. Jesus was very sad too as that rich man walked away. The disciples were disappointed. Why had Jesus told the rich ruler to sell everything he had and give to the poor? They thought that God was showing his love when he made somebody rich. At least that's what they had been taught. Did you know that the teaching back then was if somebody was rich, that meant God was blessing them and God was happy with them. But if somebody was poor, that meant that God was displeased with them. It was the same thing with sicknesses or with being crippled or lame or having something wrong with them. They believed that it was an act of God. It was like a curse, that God was not happy. They were sure that the rich young ruler would have been an important helper in the kingdom that they were impatiently waiting for Jesus to start. When is Jesus going to make himself king? If he's king, we need this guy so that we can have his money so that we can help Jesus' cause to go farther. Judas was especially unhappy about what happened that day. It seemed to him that Jesus often did the wrong thing. He didn't follow good business advice. At least that was Judas's opinion. Judas thought that if they all followed his own plans, then this new kingdom could start even sooner. I want you to look up with me 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy is in about the middle of the New Testament. So go past Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy. 1 Timothy, that's where we're going to go. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. You're welcome to look it up. If you want to just listen, that's fine too, if it's a little hard to look it up. But if you can look it up, I would encourage you to do that because it's a very good verse and we're going to look at it. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. If you need more time, pause the recording, and then when you're ready, press play again. Here's what 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10 says.
For the love of many is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
The what of money? What does it say? The love of money. The love of money is what? The root of all evil. Why is that? Maybe because if we love money, what are we going to do with it? We're going to use it for ourselves, right? Oh, I love money, so I'm just going to keep getting more and more and more and more. I'm going to not share it with others. I'm not going to give it to others. I love money. I want more money. Money, money, give me money. But what is it the root of? That means what is at the foundation of that love of money? All kinds of evil. If we let money be the love of our life and we don't love God more than we love money, then we are in deep trouble because the love of money is the root or the foundation or the beginning of all kinds of evil. Do you think the young ruler was ever truly happy after he made that wrong choice that day? I would say he made a wrong choice, wouldn't you? He turned away sorrowful. Do you think he was ever happy again? As long as he chose his money and his riches over Jesus, he would never be happy. Now, Jesus did not say that no rich people will be in his kingdom. No. We are going to learn more about what he meant, but I want to tell you a story that helps to illustrate this. Several years ago, we were at a church in Michigan where my husband was the pastor. And this was a very large church, but over the years, the congregation had gotten smaller and smaller and smaller. So we had a very large church, a very huge parking lot, but we didn't have very many members, at least compared to the size of the church. The parking lot was atrocious. Do you know what that means? It means it was awful. There were potholes. Part of it was so broken down that it was almost like gravel instead of asphalt. The lines, the painted lines were all faded. It not only needed to just be resurfaced, it needed to be redone. Like everything pulled out, put in a new base layer, and then put the asphalt on top. But do you know how much that was going to cost? Over $100,000. It was a lot just for a parking lot. And for years, people had looked at that number and just kind of figured, well, we're not going to worry about it. Well, one day my husband was praying and he came to me and he said, it's time. We need to fix this parking lot and it can't just be a reseal. It needs to be fixed the right way. It is time. So he talked with me about it and he said, I'm going to take it to the board, but I want us to give some money. And I thought, oh, okay, sure, of course. We're the pastor and his wife. Let's help with some money. And he said, well, yeah, I want you to pray about how much to give. And I'm thinking in my mind, okay, sure, sounds good. And he said, and I have a number that I'm praying about. And I said, oh, really? And he said, yes. And I said, oh. And he said, I want you to pray about it too. And I said, well, how much? And he said, I want us to pay the money that we've saved for a down payment on a house. And my jaw dropped and I got tears in my eyes and I said, no, wait, what? What? But that's like for a house in the future. And he said, but God's provided so far. And when we get to that point, God's going to provide for us. He's like, and we really need a big chunk of money. And so I want to do that. But I'm not going to force us to. I want you to pray about it. And I was really upset. Honestly, I was upset because that was a lot of money. And every little girl's dream is to grow up and get married, to have children, and to have a nice little house with a dog. And that just sounded so, that was my dream since I was little. And we didn't have a ton of money for a down payment on our house, but we had some. That was almost like shattering my dream. But as I prayed about it and as I thought about it, I realized that God had provided a house and a place to live all up until that point. And when the time came, I didn't know how and I didn't know when, but God would provide. It took a lot of surrender, but I finally let go and I said, okay, God, we'll do that. Well, my husband also went and got some other people to match what we gave, and he went to the board and he said, it's time to do the parking lot. Here is a chunk of money that I already have, and we just need to raise the rest. And the board members' mouths dropped open that already there was a bunch of money that was provided, and they got excited and they rallied around. And you know what they did? One person said, we need to give until it hurts. We need to give sacrificially. This is God's house. It is a shame that it is in disrepair. Everyone started giving. They were so excited. It was completely miraculous. Within just a few weeks, we had the full $100,000. Boys and girls, God is faithful. When we surrender, when we let Him take the things in our lives that we're holding on to, when we put Him first, He is faithful. God is amazing. And this rich young ruler missed out. If he had have given up all and followed Jesus like what he had said, not only would he be happy, but God would provide more abundantly than what he had ever given up. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we ask that we will hear your voice, that we will be willing to give up and surrender whatever you ask of us. You are faithful. You are our provider. You will provide. Help us to let go of the things that we are holding on to, surrender it to you, and watch you multiply it and give more than what we could ever ask or imagine. We thank you so much for your love and for your care. Amen. It's time for the memory verse song. It goes right along with the story today. And it's a question that I want you to ask. Are you willing to give up all to follow Jesus? To do what he is calling you to do? Let's sing this song together.
Give to the poor, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Give to the poor, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.